Okay, tonight, Ben Hashem, we're continuing in the second paragraph of Maseches Be'ilah, and we are up to Perek Beis Mishnah Gimel. Parim HaNisrafim, the different types of parim that get burnt outside of Yerushalayim. U'Seirim HaNisrafim, and the Seirim HaNisrafim that are burnt outside of Yerushalayim. Mo'alin Ben Mishu Huktashu, they become subject to Be'ilah when you are Maktish them. Nishchatu, once you shech them, Huchshuli, possible to V'liyam L'chusu Kippurim. They now can become ruined by contact with the T'V'liyam or L'chusu Kippurim U'Belina, or by the blood being left overnight. Who's a daman? Once you sprinkle the blood, it can now become subject to pigul noser v'tameh. And it's subject to Me'ila even after it's in the Beis Hadeshen, ad shiyuta chabasar, until the meat is fully burnt and it's completely turned to coal or to ash. Only then is it considered nasas mitzvaso, where it's not going to be subject to Me'ila anymore. Mishnah Dalit, ha'ola ma'olin ba mishuk tisha. A carbon ola is subject to Me'ila. We're talking about a behema now, not an oaf. We already spoke about an olas ha'ola. I think in Mishnah Beis. So an olas behema is subject to Me'ilah when you are makdish it. Nishchata, once you shecht it, surely possible, b'tvil yom l'chusu kippurim, it could become possible, b'tvil yom l'chusu kippurim ubalina. Nizrak dama, once you do the zrikas adam, chayv nolam shem pigul nosar v'tamei, it becomes subject to pigul nosar v'tamei. Ve'ein mo'alin ba'ora, there is no Me'ilah on the skin of the carbon, on the hide of the carbon, because that goes to Kohanim, and Me'ilah is only on things that are kachay Hashem, that are destined purely for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avo molin bebasar atsheis to the Beis HaDeshen. But the basar is subject to Me'ilah until it's Yotzei lebeis HaDeshen. So to review what we learned tonight, in the Mishnah Gimel we had said that Parim HaNisrafim and Seirim HaNisrafim, in the second year Makdish them, they're subject to Me'ilah. When you shecht them, they could become ruined by contact with the Tevil Yom or Chus Kippurim, by leaving the blood overnight. Once you do the Azaz Hadam, they're subject to Pigul Noser V'Tameh, and they're subject to Me'ilah in the Beis HaDeshen until the meat is totally burnt up. And then in Mishnah Dalit we said that an olas behema, as soon as your makdish it, is subject to Me'ilah. Once you shecht it, it can become ruined by Tevil Yom L'Chus Kippurim or by Lina. Once you zarek the dam, you chayim mishum pigul noser v'tameh, and there's never Me'ilah on its or, because the or is destined for Kohanim. It's not kachay Hashem, but you violate Me'ilah on the basar when it's Yotzei lebeis ha'deshen. Okay, but next time we will pick up with Perek Beis Mishnah Hei.